Report a lost item, describe it clearly, and leave contact information for follow-up. When you lose something, you may feel nervous. English becomes easier if you give information in a clear order: item, place, time, description, and contact details. In this lesson, Maya loses her phone at a station. She goes to the station office and reports it. She answers questions and checks what will happen next. The conversation is useful for stations, stores, airports, schools, and public buildings. Warm up. What things are easy to lose when you travel? What details help someone find a lost item? How can you describe color, size, and place? Maya goes to the station office and says, "Excuse me, I think I lost my phone on the train." The worker says, "I am sorry to hear that. Which train were you on?" Maya answers, "I was on the 4:15 train from Greentown to Central." She gives the line, time, and direction. This helps the worker search the right place. The worker opens a lost and found form and asks Maya to describe the phone. The worker asks, "What does the phone look like?" Maya says, "It is a black phone with a blue case. There is a small sticker on the back." The worker asks, "Do you know the brand?" Maya says, "Yes, it is a Pixel phone." Then she adds, "The battery was low, so it may be turned off." These details make the report stronger. Color, case, sticker, brand, and battery are all useful clues. The worker says, "If we find it, we will contact you. Can you write your name and email address here?" Maya writes her information. Maya asks, "Should I call tomorrow?" The worker says, "Yes, you can call after 10, or we will email you if it arrives here." Maya repeats the plan: call after 10 tomorrow, or wait for an email. The worker says, "That is right." Now Maya knows what to do next. Use the same plan in a new real place. First, write the place and time. Use details like 4:15 train, Greentown Central. Second, say the problem in one clear sentence, add one reason, then say what help you need. Third, ask one next step question. You can ask, "Should I call tomorrow?" Repeat the answer to check it. Add one exact number, time, or object. This keeps the practice real. For example, say, 10:30, 5 minutes, apartment 308, or a blue case. Now check safety and politeness. If the problem is health, money, or home repair, use calm words. Confirm the answer before you leave or end the call. This practice makes the English reusable. The details change, but the order stays the same: situation, reason, request, next step. Question 1. Where does Maya think she lost her phone? Answer 1. She thinks she lost it on the train. Discussion 1. Practice reporting one lost item and saying where you lost it. Question 2. What color is Maya's phone case? Answer 2. Maya's phone case is blue. Discussion 2. Describe a lost phone, wallet, or bag with 3 details. Question 3. How can Maya follow up tomorrow? Answer 3. She can call after 10 tomorrow. Discussion 3. Role play leaving contact information and asking when to call back. Question 4. What are the 4 parts of the transfer plan? Answer 4. The 4 parts are situation, reason, request, and next step. Discussion 4. Make a new short script for the same situation in your own city. Final speaking. Role play reporting a lost item at a station, cafe, or airport. A lost item report needs details. Say what you lost, where and when you lost it, what it looks like, and how the office can contact you. Useful descriptions include color, size, brand, special marks, and what was inside.